Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about the next set of hearings related to the events of January 6th and what to expect during those hearings. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but some new developments and new information have come out. The general template is probably going to be the same. Tell them what you're going to tell them, tell them, tell them what you told them. And they plan on focusing still on the cash and the cover-up, their terminology. However, when we talked about it a couple weeks ago, one of the things I said it was likely focus on would be the money that was raised, the cash that was raised for the fight against the election and all that stuff. We have since learned that the Department of Justice and the federal grand jury have been asking questions about that. It's a line of inquiry that they now have that may lead to possible financial crimes. So that's going to take on a new level of importance as far as getting that information out to the public, preferably before the grand jury does anything. Aside from that, there's been a lot of focus on the Secret Service text messages. Well, there have been thousands now that have been turned over from the period in question, along with radio traffic. Now, at this point, the people on the committee have their staffers going through them. But that's what they're telling the public. They probably already know what they need to know, whether or not it's in there. They're just, well, they don't want to provide any spoilers for season two, is what it boils down to. So that information is going to shed a lot of light on Trump's activities, movements, maybe even mindset, depending on what they texted each other. Now, that focus is probably going to take center stage, especially if the transcripts are revealing, because it'll be interesting. It'll make for good TV. And that's one of the things, like it or not, that is a part of the hearings. They're trying to get this information out to the American people in a way that is both accessible and accurate. And that's harder than you might imagine when you're dealing with something that is, I mean, kind of boring. And especially given the fact that people already kind of know what happened, and you're filling in holes in a story that they kind of know the plot of. So they have to keep people's attention. I would imagine that the radio transcripts will help them do that, as well as the dollar amounts of the money raised and where it went. That's probably something that they're going to focus on heavily, because it gets those sound bites, keeps people engaged. Now, at time of filming, the next hearing is, in theory, going to be on September 28th. That may change, though. But at this point, the new information just kind of shifted the focus. These are all the things that we said they were going to talk about a couple of weeks ago, but now they're probably going to be a lot more intent on the money raised and on the information obtained from the Secret.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Service. Whatever it may be. Because if they can draw out information about that money and they can get it into the public's mindset, when DOJ begins talking about it, it's going to make a lot more sense. And one of the things that the committee has kind of been forced into the role of is preparing the American people for the possible future indictment of a former president. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.